Aloha and welcome to Connection to the Cosmos with your host, me, Dr. Lisa Thompson, where I have out-of-this-world conversations with extraordinary people. And today I am really excited to have on Casey Aileen Knight, and we're going to bring her on in just a moment, but first a couple of announcements. First, if you have not had the opportunity to grab my free 20-minute meditative journey to meet your galactic family and guides, make sure you do that at mysticmanta.com or drlisajthompson.com. Also, last month, an incredible article came out about UFOs on the Big Island of Hawaii. That's where I am. And they feature me and my Big Island UFO tour in the article. So if you are visiting Hawaii, specifically the Big Island, definitely come see me on one of my Big Island UFO tours where you will see the night sky in a whole new way. And for those that want to do a deeper dive into that connection to your galactic family and guides, then I am having my galactic retreat here on the island, October 2nd to the 6th. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Casey. Hello, Casey.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I can't wait to share you with the audience. So let me read your bio so everyone understands where we're going to go with this. So Casey Aileen Knight is a spiritual teacher, mentor, author, and speaker, and founder of Luminous Evolution, a revolutionary movement that is all about blending personal, spiritual, and business development for lightworkers, healers, coaches, and practitioners so they can share their magic with the world. Casey has almost 20 years of transformational coaching and facilitation experience and has created her own incredible energy work modality that helps to restore people to their divine essence and activate their soul gifts. She loves empowering people and helping them embody their magic in her private mentorship, digital courses, certifications, oracle cards, and more. Well, so I'm super excited to talk to you because we have a lot of similarities. We're very, I think, simpatico in the work that we do. But I would love to know, like, how did you grow up? Spiritual, religious, something else, so that we understand the transition of how you got into this work.
I grew up in a Catholic family and I was baptized Catholic, but I was never confirmed because I was always very connected to spirit and source and also obsessed with learning about religion. And I got to questioning things, including organized religion, very early, but I really had a very open mom. She was Catholic, but she was from Ireland, where they still have the mysticism. Okay. So there was a lot of permission to explore the more mystical, magical things outside of the Catholic tradition. And then I went to a Lutheran high school, which was a really great space because they were spiritual, but they also talked about things like science and biology not being at odds with the, you know, religion. It's really about metaphor. And I started to go, oh, so how people talk about spirituality and religion has so much to do with their environment and their background. And that just really opened me up to exploring religions and spirituality in all forms.
Okay. Well, so then did you continue that track? Like, did you go to college for religion and spirituality or what?
Almost.
Okay.
Almost. I studied in university sociocultural anthropology. So studying man, religion, psychology, spirituality. Basically, I wanted to understand how people worked, but in my spare time, and I almost got a minor in religious studies.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and so then did you, like, from there start your work in the spiritual realm, or did you have, like, normal, you know, 3D matrix kind of career first?
I'm going to actually share with you that when I was just 8 years old, I had the first mystical experience that I can remember. Okay. And I was engulfed in this light, this love light that is the divine. And I was shown and told that I was going to be a spiritual teacher. And I already had enough of the protective ego to know that, like, that doesn't really seem safe because I've seen what they did to, I don't know, Jesus and all of those people. So I was like, what? Me? No. No. You've got the wrong gal. And I'm just a kid. And with so much love, but this humor, the energy was like, when you're older, like just that's not right now, don't worry. But I was also shown all of this global connection that I would have and speaking on stages and having a global audience. And honestly, it scared the crap out of me.
Okay.
I am 41. And back then we didn't have the internet when I was 8 years old. So being global meant you had to be really famous.
Right.
I then just kind of ignored that fact for a long time and tried to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I went through the gambit of like, oh, I want to teach, but I wasn't thinking spiritual teacher because I had stuffed that experience way down. And I explored going into social work because I was like, I need to help. I'm supposed to help. I feel like I'm supposed to help and share my soul gifts. But I actually wound up managing a dinner theater for a little while.
Okay.
And then I wound up becoming a professional hula hooper. And my first business was blending spiritual arts with movement in dancing into being.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating. Well, and also that you would get that mystical experience as an 8-year-old and remember it. And so I guess that planted the seed, but then, yeah. So when did you fully like step in to this role?
I was a very reluctant spiritual teacher because I had a lot of wounding around that, whether you call it like the witch wound, the lightworker persecution complex, any of that, because the people around me weren't spiritual, really. They were very pragmatic. And so I kind of felt like I was doing it. I was deluding myself into thinking I was doing it when I had my first business because I was sneaking spirituality in and sometimes getting to do it overtly in certain retreats that I was holding or certain sessions, but it wasn't the main focus. And I knew that I was supposed to go further and have a global mission. And by this point in my late 30s, I would say, I was aware, or mid-30s, I was aware that it was going to be like a digital thing. I was just going to need to get online, whereas everything was in person before, because I was like, I have a global mission. I have to start sharing it. But I put it really far out. You know, I was like, okay, in like 10 years, when I feel ready, I'm going to do this thing. But actually, there was another very mystical experience that bumped me on the path that I am right now. And
okay. I would love to hear it.
Thank you. If you don't mind me sharing, the summer of 2019, there was the solstice and I was once again engulfed in this beautiful light. And it said, it's time. It is time. You have to bring your business online. You have to do it now. And you need to be available to hold space for people who are undergoing a spiritual acceleration. And I didn't get the what or the how or the why. But at the time, I was working exclusively in person, and this energy was telling me, don't worry, the in-person will all come back around and you can do the retreats that you love. But for now, stop working, you know, exclusively with movement. And I was working a lot with kids at this time. I'd become a teaching artist. You're like, drop the kids. You need to work with people who are just needing your support. And I was like, okay. I don't know how, but this time I listened because I had over the years learned that I should listen to messages that were coming in like that. And I spent the next 9 months figuring out how to bring my business online. And then COVID happened.
Yeah. Perfect timing, right? Divine timing.
9 months after, I was like, oh, okay. That's why. And then I was catapulted into my digital business, offering support, mentorship for people who were going under this spiritual acceleration, because I was here to help the helpers, the people who are already doing their work, but feeling like they were being called into the next role as well.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, so tell me more about the program that you created, the Luminous Evolution.
So Luminous Evolution is the brand name, and it is the umbrella for all the personal, spiritual, and professional development that we do, which is basically about restoring people back to that divine template we were talking about and just clearing out all the stuff, the traumas and the programs and the stories and the beliefs that have gotten in the way of fully being able to express ourselves authentically and even access the soul gifts that we each uniquely have and then share them with the world.
Okay. So how more specifically, I guess, do you work with people doing that then?
You know, That question throws me because I have been very multi-passionate and multidimensional. And it turns out it was because I have my own unique energy healing modality that wanted to come through me. And I was kind of trying out in all of these different ways. So I support people in accessing their soul voice through light language. And that was so tied to the dance that I was sharing with people, but not everybody wants to pick up a hula hoop or dance with their body. So I've helped people learn how to become coaches and facilitators and run retreats. And I'm just about to finally actually support people in learning the energy alchemy modality that I've been using with my one-on-one clients for a long time, which uses sound and light frequencies and connects us to the luminous team, which I, you know, all of our guides, the galactics, the angelics, the elementals, and really works with the highest self as the guide to bring activations and healing through the sacred space that we go into.
Okay, beautiful. That sounds actually kind of similar to the modality that I created too. Which, I mean, it's perfect because we need more of us, right? Yeah. And that's what you're helping people to come online. I'm helping people to come online. And so, because we need a massive team of light workers out there, healers, workers, right?
Absolutely. And I have been discovering that there are many of us that have brought through very similar teachings that we're just sharing in our own tones.
Right.
It makes me so happy because it just, you know, we don't have to do it all ourselves. And it means it's rippling out so much faster.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, so when you're talking about your spirit team and you did include the galactics and the angels. So like, have you, I mean, it sounds like you've been pretty in tune since you were a kid, but like, when did you maybe fully embrace that there were these higher levels or spirit guides?
I mean, I worked and knew about all of them, I think my whole life, but I was just very claircognizant and I was talking to spirit or source most of the time rather than my guide team. But this is actually one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me. I actually was given the gift of my guides saying, stop ignoring us, with a very profound experience one night. So I will tell you that I brushed my teeth one night and went to bed, and I woke up and my toothbrush was not in my bathroom that I could see, not where I left it.
Yeah.
And I lived alone, so that was weird. So I'm, you know, like checking under the sink and I'm like, did it fall? What? It's like, this is so weird. And then I looked up and I saw it in my shower on the caddy where you put your razors.
Yeah.
And was jolted with this energy. And my guides told me, they're like, we put that there because you have been recently on a gratitude rampage. This was back when I started seeing all the angel numbers in my early 20s, and I didn't know what they were, but they felt important. So I just started being grateful for everything. And, you know, I'd see an address 444 on the street, and I'd be like, oh, I'm so grateful for whatever it was in that moment. And I was seeing them all the time, several times an hour, like all of the time. So it lifted my vibrational frequency into the space of pure gratitude where I could really access all of my gifts more easily. And my guides are like, you're grateful for everything and everyone under the sun and in the cosmos, except for us. We have yet to be acknowledged, so we needed to get your attention. And my toothbrush.
I love it.
And that was the first time I had a conversation in that clairaudient telepathic way. And I began working with them more closely after that.
Okay. Okay. Well, so when did you, you mentioned light language, and that's one of the things that I pull through as well. And so I'm just curious, how does your light language come through? And when did that come online for you?
I would say it was about 7 years ago and maybe six, but that story is not as good. I just heard somebody speaking at one time and it was this instant, oh yeah, I could do that. And then I did.
Okay. So you vocalize it.
So I love light language in all forms, vocalized, using your hands, written, art, even dancing it. And when I started sharing my light language publicly, people were like, can you teach me how to do that? And I was like, I mean, you just do it. But I was like, wait a sec. I actually have this giant toolkit where I can help people clear away all of the things that are in the way of them remembering and tapping into that flow and expressing it. So I started to teach people how to access their light language and their soul voice in all forms, including some cool activations that I teach people with trees in light language.
Okay. Can you talk about that a little more?
Sure. The final module in my light language course is taking people through an activation where they are in alignment with the divine and with their team. And then we access a ring of trees, basically imagining that you were in a grove of trees, but you're using the literal trees that are in the closest thing to a circle around you. And it's not going to look like a circle because, you know, there might be all over the place, yeah. But we connect with the trees and ask them if they'd be willing to amplify the scalar wave, basically, that we can create with our own light language and then send it back to us. Ooh. So I get people to basically do their light language activation and move it through moving their body and their sound. And then we send it out through our own energetic roots to the trees, who then take it and they spin it up as though it's, kind of almost like the Large Hadron Collider, right? They're spinning up the particles and going faster and faster. And then they just send it back to you. And everybody's just like, whoosh, and they receive their own healing amplified by the trees.
Wow. That sounds fantastic.
It's so fun.
What a great thing. So in your bio, you mentioned that you're an author. So have you written books or?
I have co-authored several books under the Business Life and the Universe Blue Talks brand, as well as spoken on stages. So my solo book is not out yet, but I was able to share chapters in these best-selling books, telling some more about my story.
Okay, excellent. So do you have a solo book coming out?
That is not at the top of my list right now. I have written one, and it just felt like it wasn't, you know what? I wasn't brave enough to share it at the time that I wrote it back in 2013. I tried getting it published and it didn't happen right away. And so I just kind of let that fizzle out. It might be time to revisit it soon.
Okay. Well, and then you also mentioned that you have created Oracle cards.
Yes. I also, love to teach people how to connect with their intuition, but also, as much as I love the galactic energy, I think connecting with the earth energy and the elements is super, super important. So we have this beautiful deck that actually connects people into each of the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, mm-hmm. to understand how creation happens on earth.
Okay.
And a ton of the people that I work with are starseeds, light workers who are very galactic, and they have these big cosmic missions, and they're like, I don't know why things aren't happening as fast as I want. It's because they don't understand how manifestation and creation happens in this dense physicality. So I will share, though, that this work is I am in the lineage of Lisa Michaels, who initiated me into the elemental mysteries. So these teachings are hers that I have been able to pass down through her work to me, to my students, that I'm now fusing with more of the galactic work. So it basically creates this beautiful bridge for people to be able to do some grounded creation here on Earth.
Okay. Yeah. And my understanding, you know, with the work that I do with the galactic realm is that the more that I am grounded here on Earth, then the higher I can go out there.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure you've come across the same thing that I have, where there are a lot of people who really aren't grounded into this planet. And they're just like, I want to go home. I don't understand this place. And there's this huge disconnect. So they can't actually enjoy this life or do the soul work that they came here to do.
Yes, I have met a lot of those people. And so, so it sounds like that's the kind of people that you love to work with then. So can you, like, for the audience, there are people that are healers and already light workers that mm-hmm. might be like the right people for you. So who's your ideal client?
Oh my gosh. The people that I love to work with have absolutely no doubt that they are magical. they absolutely understand that at the soul level. So I don't have to do any convincing, but they might be at either one of two stages. One is they're like, I know I'm magic, but I just feel like I don't have access to the fullness of it, or it feels like it's very inconsistent. And I love to help them expand and stabilize their abilities. Or I also adore working with people who are already healers and they're in their life work, but they're at the precipice of an expansion or a rebirth, and we just take it to the next level and really fly.
Okay. And so that kind of work, so you've been doing that since 2019 or longer?
I mean, full time since 2020.
Okay.
But I was doing it like on the side of my dance business, because I guess I did start in 2019, starting to take clients and really support them. But it was, you know, a couple people here or there in between all of my in-person work. And then when the shutdowns happened, I had the time and space and things just really took off. And I did realize that I am supposed to be really serving on a bigger scale. So I decided to start the group programs and the certification courses where I could take people through so they could learn how to heal, coach, and facilitate with these same principles that I was working with people one-on-one.
Okay, excellent. Well, so with your certification courses, what does that look like? How long does it take? And what are you teaching people?
So I have really two prongs, two sides, two circles. One is where we're looking at the coaching and facilitating, since I did have 7 years of experience facilitating groups. And I call that the Transformational Journey Facilitator Certification. So we're teaching people literally how to walk them through a metamorphosis safely and in a really grounded fashion. We work a lot with the elements. And I also teach people how to bring coaching into that. And that's targeted really for healers and helpers who are wanting to start expanding their offerings out of just one-on-one and bring it more into retreats and workshops. But also for healers to not just heal people and do single sessions, but to offer the coaching that's required to take people from where they are to where they want to go. Because I really think that is the way that we get the most out of it. Just single sessions, like, it's a fun trick, but they may or may not integrate what you're sharing with them.
Right. Yeah, I have noticed that.
Right. And then it's just more potent. But I am also like just getting ready to launch in May the second side of the Transformational Journey program, where I'm teaching people my modality, which is called Evolutionary Alchemy, where we're taking people into deep meditations and activations with all of these different templates using the sound and light frequencies and the team to doing the clearing and then also the DNA activation.
Okay, excellent. So, and this is going to go live May 7th. So that's whoever's listening to this, it's May.
It's gonna be May. Right, have you seen that meme with Justin Timberlake? He's like, that was weird out of context. The programs between the two certifications, if you want to go all the way through, take about a year. So it's as potent as it can be.
Beautiful. Well, so what else would you love for the audience to know about you and your work or any other interesting experiences that you've had?
Oh my gosh, I could say so much about different multidimensional and galactic experiences that I've had, and I have kept them really under wraps just because I have been wanting to be taken seriously in the work that I was doing. And so I had these like levels and layers of how much of my magic I was showing the world. And it has felt like the time this year specifically to start really speaking into the more cosmic and galactic things. So I am actually just taking my goal.
This is the right
answer. Right?
Please. Yes.
I just started taking my Galactic Akashic Records reading course with Debbie Solaris, who's a friend of mine who is, are you familiar with her work?
I am. Okay. I think I have a couple friends taking that class right now.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, she's got lots of people in it. And I've been in the Galactic Akashics all the time with my clients. It's not a new thing for me, but it just felt like a fun way of, I guess, putting my freak flag down and planting it and saying, like, I am here to bring your multidimensional cosmic magic through and then down to earth in grounded, practical ways. And also talk to people about how these mystical experiences, these galactic experiences are real and you're not crazy, but we want to actually do something with them. Because I find so many people, they're just like, oh, that's cool. I know my star heritage, or I had this reading, but like, they don't do anything with the information.
Yeah.
What I love to teach people is that you now we're at the point where we can connect and bring through the wisdom, the gifts, the skills, and make it something that is applicable to this lifetime. And I love supporting people in that process as well.
Okay. Yeah. And again, we're very much on the same page with that. I came here to fully be my freak galactic self, but I didn't let myself until I moved here to Hawaii just over 3 years ago. And, but you know, when I got here, it was like, there was freedom. I was able to not care what the rest of the world thinks and fully step into it. And then, yeah, exactly. Pull forth the wisdom, the energy, the healing, all the things from my different realms that I'm connected to. And so that's what I'm here to share with the world. And it's lovely to have you here to share that as well. Because again, you know, they want us to know them. They want us to be connected.
Absolutely. And I have been noticing, so I'm curious if you've seen this as well, there's been a lot of distortion and things that are kind of trying to take down the legitimacy of the galactic pieces or the starseed things. I've been seeing a lot of people on videos and posts going like, the starseed agenda is racist propaganda and it's not real. And just really, there's a lot of pushback right at this time.
Okay. Well, and I haven't seen that, but I also, like, I've filtered out a lot of that kind of energy out of my life. But it's quite the opposite, what I would say, because, you know, the 13 groups that I currently work with, they're all these higher dimensional beings that have such amazing wisdom and love to share. And they want to bring in the peace and the non-polarization, the unity consciousness, the love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the galactics themselves, most of them, not all of them, but the ones that I'm connected with, same. So what I have seen on Instagram and TikTok and other places is people that are calling out this starseeds, saying that it is something that the Nazis were into and it is racist propaganda for the white Aryan nations, because why are the aliens Nordic looking? And there's just all of these distortions and half-truths that are coming in to try to push people away from their galactic heritage and truth right now.
Okay. Well, and to speak to that, like, the Nordic types are only like one kind of group, right? It's like, my friends are blue, right?
Yeah. Like, it's like people are cherry picking some of the information that they see. And this is the problem with the sound bites and the clips and social media in general, though I love it for connecting us. It lacks the nuance and the ability to have conversations. And so there was a lot of talk about that being propaganda, and also about, you know, the indigo and rainbow children and crystal children also being propaganda for eugenics and all kinds of interesting things. So okay. I feel like coming out and just being a voice of like reason who is grounded and stable and able to explain why that's not true is like really necessary at this time. So I'm like, fine, I'll stop hiding. I'll start talking about it on these platforms where people are going to potentially come at me. And I'm like, that's fine. Let's have a conversation about it.
Yeah, it's so interesting because, again, that was not on my radar at all. However, there might be some of the audience where they are seeing that in their feeds and getting that information. And, you know, I always want to share, like, anything that you're watching that's fear-based or listening to that's fear-based or polarized, creating more separation, that is not where we are moving to. Like, stop watching that stuff.
Right. this last eclipse that we went through just a couple days ago at the time of this filming has been also one where I've seen more polarization and fear-based content than I've seen for a while, basically since COVID.
Yeah. And so, and, you know, I guess my understanding of that is like, you know, it gets darker before the lightness fully shines. And I feel like that's kind of where we are, but it, and that's why we need even more of us online providing the undistorted information, right?
Yes. And I completely agree. I always liken it to like right now, there's so much light streaming to the planet and being emitted from the hearts of the people that are here and from the planet itself, that all of the crap that was in the shadows is now being illuminated. So it looks like there's just so much more when it's just the cleanup process happening.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, for people who are still stuck in that kind of separation and polarized reality for themselves, it's like, you are multidimensional. You came here to be all of it. You've experienced all of it. Stop judging your neighbor, your family member. Just let them live their life. You live your life. But also, like, focus on where you're judging yourself, because that's where it ultimately stems from.
Absolutely. That and all of the nervous system dysregulation as well. So I have been really wanting to create programs, including a bonus for my certifications, that really prepare people to be able to hold the higher light without their nervous system becoming dysregulated, or you can't even access it if you are too dysregulated. You find that's where a lot of the distortion and the lacking of trust in our intuition and our connection gets cut off. So again, those grounded foundational pieces are so important and so key, so that people can actually feel this stuff for themselves.
Yes, exactly. Well, because we do have all the information inside of us, right? We have access to that fully. And yes, the more clear that we are of our trauma, of all of the things, then we're able to get that in a much more clear way.
Yeah. So that's my favorite, is taking people into embodied experiences of this cosmic, galactic, and earth magic, where like it's undeniable and people can't go, oh, starseeds aren't real, because you're feeling it, you're seeing it, you're experiencing it for yourself. But that's just not available to a large percentage of the population right now, because they feel so much fear that they have their shields up and they can't access those higher frequencies.
Yeah. Well, and I think it also depends on like what kind of communities people are in, what kind of environments that they are in, whether they feel safe or not. And so, you know, like me, I'm in my happy little bubble here in Hawaii. I feel very protected here, where if I was still on the mainland, you know, it was a different kind of energy where I was, but I also had to build my tribe. I had to be able to shine my light to attract my tribe to then create a community.
Yep. The inner work first. So your outer reality is reflected with your inner experience. Absolutely. And I know I went through that as well, where I had to go through that like unmasking process and becoming more authentic in my own energy. And that pushed away a lot of people who were previously quite close to me, because they were like, oh no, like you're crazy, or you're too much, or what have you. So in that space that I created as well in my life, then all of the people who were a match for who I really was, they were able to pour in.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and so I want us to be, for people who don't have that in their lives yet, let us be examples that you can create a beautiful community. Mm-hmm. And really, that inner environment does create the outer environment.
So. Absolutely. I live in Edmonton, Alberta, or just outside of Edmonton, which is someplace most people have never heard of. It's 3 hours north of Calgary and the Rocky Mountains and Banff, if you've ever heard of those. And you wouldn't think that this would be a place where you could find your spiritual soul family. But honestly, I have met so many incredible, incredible people doing world-changing things, doing magical, mystical work in the earth and galactic energies. Like, it is a hotbed, and you would not expect that in the world's most northerly city of over 1 million people, like in the middle of nowhere.
Right. And I have been to Edmonton, but that was, yeah, back in my science days. But
oh, nice.
Yeah, no. And so again, just wherever you are, just there is community. You just have to be, I guess, brave enough to like show who you really are.
Yeah. And that's not easy. It is that simple, but it's not easy. And that's where all of the inner work and the personal work and the reparenting and the nervous system regulation and all the things that I am teaching in my programs comes out. Because if you want to be a light worker, a visible helper, healer in the world, you have to be able to not only stand in your truth, but be okay with people not getting it and rejecting you so that you can still shine bright enough so your people can find you.
Exactly. One of the best things that I have been practicing for years is what other people think of me. It's none of my business.
I love that. I think that as well. It also helps me to remember that the very same things that some people are going to reject me for and call me crazy for are the exact same things that my people are going to absolutely adore.
Yeah. Such an important message right there.
Right. So if we hide that, so we're very palatable and we're not making waves, then, you know, nobody's going to know the real us and our soul family can't find us.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, is there anything else that you would love to share with the audience about any wisdom that you have or anything about else that you do?
Oh, my goodness. I just want people to really focus on their own vibrational frequency and how they're feeling internally when they're not sure what to do externally. I think that's so important right now. There's a very deep need for you to kind of not worry about what other people are not just thinking, but what they're doing.
Right.
And as we know, we are the leading wave. We are the leaders. We are the pioneers. We are the explorers. So you can't look around to what the rest of humanity is doing to really see where we're going. Yeah. And when you are, you know, if you're just one step ahead of the crowd, they're going to be like, oh my God, you're a genius. But if you're two or more steps, they're going to call you a madman. So it's what we just get to own, right? Our crazy, our weird freak flag stuff, our galactic nature, all of this is just a couple steps too far ahead of what most people are doing, but it's trickling down and through into the collective, and it is making a huge difference for humanity. And I'm sure you've seen that shift over the last few years as well.
Yeah, I completely have. And I mean, and again, it had to start here first. Mm-hmm. So just, yeah, for people, focus on yourself, your energy, your stuff, and then that will ripple out to your community.
Absolutely. And it is always what I like to come back to is if I don't know what to do and I'm kind of spinning because I'm like, where do I go next? I like to just drop into my heart and ask, actually, what is the most loving thing I could do for myself right now? And then I'll do that thing. You have to do it. If you just hear it and then you don't do it, this is not going to work for you because there's an aligned action piece. But if I do that, and you know what? It's often take a sip of water. Like consciously have a drink of water. That's what my body will be asking for and my heart will be asking for. And then I'll ask again, okay, now what is the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? And I will do that thing until I feel like I am back to myself and I feel good enough that my energy is overflowing so that I have access to my higher realms, to my intuition, to my guide team and all of those things again. Because the second we are dysregulated and we feel out of sorts, we're really cut off from that higher wisdom. So bring it all the way back into the simplest things and build up from there.
Beautiful, beautiful advice. Yeah. So how do people find you?
Ooh, they can find me at The Luminous Evolution on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. And also I have an amazing Luminous Evolution community on Facebook, a free Facebook group. And I would love to invite people to check out my free Energy Upgrade Academy, where I teach some of the most potent and powerful tools I know to help you get in alignment, raise your vibrational frequency, and have full access to your magic.
Beautiful. And so is that on your website?
It is. It's just at kcknight.com/frequency upgrade. And okay. I think I should have been in the notes that I gave you as well, if you want to drop a link in for people. So yeah, I just feel like everybody needs these tools. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to give them away, because I think the more people that have access to their higher levels, the faster we can really create the heaven on earth I think we're waiting for.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you for all the beautiful work that you're doing out in the world. And for those watching or listening, you know, if any of this is resonating with you, please reach out to Casey and let us all just be these beautiful channels of light. Yes.
Thank you so much for being this beautiful example of what it looks like to just, again, shine your light and share it with the world so generously. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And I look forward to maybe further collaboration. So, yeah, thank you. And for those of you watching or listening, thank you for your time. And I'll see you next time on Connection to the Cosmos. Aloha.